views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're celebrating over 10 years on the air. I like to throw that out because when people say, what have you been doing for the last 10 years, last decade of your life? Well, we've been in the radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. And today's, of course, the 29th of January, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you,
you know,
by...
You know what I've been thinking? Up the radio, on the radio, down the radio, in the radio.
Carl's going up the hill to get to the transmitter.
We experienced 100% what it is to be all over radio business.
We're back where we started 10 years ago. If I don't get, you know, if getting up to the transmitter today, but we've narrowed it down to that since everything else has been done. Anyway, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's weather look like today, huh?
Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day today with our, well, mostly clouded today, but if you look outside right now, you can see a beautiful sunrise happening with, you know, when you get those lavender pinkish sky clouds across the sky, but you can see the sunrise. And we have a beautiful picture window right at our station right now, so we can do this live. Mostly clouded with our high of 62, overnight lows of 40. 46. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 69 and our overnight lows of 46. Friday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 69. Friday night lows of 45. Saturday, mostly sunny. Now, on Saturday and Sunday, we have chance of showers. So, you know, again, we said yesterday that if you were going to be tailgating and doing anything like that on Sunday for Super Bowl Sunday, know that you should probably need a slicker or something, you know, to probably layer with a hood. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, quickly, road conditions.
A quick road report. A hit and run, no injuries at First Street and Tamarack Avenue. Tying up traffic, please find an alternate route. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, hey, if it's Wednesday morning, we've got our...
Robert Burke, our film critic.
Did I speak over you?
No, I'm sorry. I'm excited. I'm just really excited. And we're always on limited time, so forgive me. I'm jumping at the gate.
Robert's got a job. It's called school.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay, go for it, guy.
So the movie's coming out this week?
Yes, the movie's coming out.
Whatever you've got here, it's all yours.
What's up?
All right, well, this weekend there are two wide-release movies coming to theaters in Reading. One of them is called Gretel and Hansel, which is a reimagining of the classic Hansel and Gretel tale. But I guess it's not really a reimagining because it's more based on the Grimm fairy tale, which was very dark and very violent and very disturbing. So they're making a movie more akin to that rather than the kind of, like, kiddie movie that it's become. It doesn't have a whole lot of significant actors, and reviews aren't really out yet, so there's not a whole lot of word of mouth going on around it, but if you're looking for a horror movie this weekend, that might be one to go to. And there's also the Rhythm Section, and this one stars Blake Lively and Jude Law, and it follows the story of a younger woman whose life is kind of all thrown away, and she seeks revenge on the people who have done her wrong, essentially. Kind of like a... What I've heard is that it's kind of like a female James Bond, only grittier and, I guess, more suspenseful, more like a thriller movie than a James Bond movie. Reviews for that are also not out yet.
Okay. So those are the ones that are opening, the big ones.
Right.
We saw... The gentleman, as we told you,
the guy Richard
thoroughly,
film.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. In fact, we'll have to watch it again because so much stuff's happening all through it. What was your thoughts?
I really liked The Gentleman. It was a little concerning to me because it was a January movie, and January is notorious for a lot of bad movies coming out. And because The Gentleman,
really,
yeah, and like, because
so they're bad because why?
Well, a lot of times the movie studio saves all their good movies for October, November, December, Oscar season.
Mm-hmm.
And then when January rolls around, they want to get a lot of bad movies out of the way so that they can go on a trajectory upwards during the year. Okay. And also, if the bad movies come out earlier in the year, by the time that it's later in the year and Oscars are rolling around, the Academy members won't remember that a certain actor was in a bad movie or that a certain studio made a bad movie.
Well, yeah,
they won't associate it.
We saw Gary Oldman in a movie, and we can't figure out why he would be in this movie. Last night, you know, one that was
you
made.
Rented it.
Then we rented it, and we can't figure out why he would be in that movie.
What is it called?
Career.
The Courier.
Oh, The Courier. Yeah. I haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
So, what's rocking your world right now
in terms of movies?
In terms of movies.
Well, of course, the Oscars are very interesting, but The Gentlemen, I was very pleasantly surprised by it. I would say, if you're looking for a movie right now and you've seen all the Oscar picks and everything, I think that The Gentlemen is one that you should go check out. Like you guys said, it's very confusing. And like you'll probably spend the first 45 minutes, maybe to an hour of the movie, kind of just trying to figure out what's going on. Because it's told in a really interesting way. It's told from the perspective of a guy who is writing a screenplay about what has happened to him. So you don't really know how much of it is real and how much of it is fake.
That's true.
And I think that's an interesting way to tell a movie because a lot of it could just be made up and a lot of it could be real and you're not sure which is which.
Oh, like Michael McConaughey is in this, plays a great part.
And the way the movie,
and the way it starts, and then there's one scene that happens, and you think, wow, and then it flips back, and goes, that's not what happened.
Yeah,
it could have happened. That's not what happened.
Exactly.
It's not as confusing. Don't go there thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not going to go see something that's confusing. Go there with just watching it and just go along with it. And it ties in together, you know, for something like that.
And there's Cockney, there's all the different dialects that happens, you know, in the boroughs of England. So you've got different dialects. And some of you can understand, some you have to really tune into, like Colin Farrell. You got to tune into that whole, like, what?
You've got a lot of big names in this thing. They play, you know, they're playing smaller parts, but it all fits together.
Yeah, I bet you they had a blast.
Have you changed your mind? We got, like, about 4 minutes left. You changed your mind any on the Oscars from what you were talking about before?
In terms of prediction?
Yeah.
Well, Best Picture has been an ongoing war in my head. I'm really not sure what's going to win right now. I still think it's between the same three movies, which is Parasite, 1917, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And all three have good chances for winning. And I think last time I was on here I said Parasite, but this time I'm leaning a bit more towards 1917, but ask me next week and I could say any one of those three.
Well, you know what? We're going to look at Parasite this week. We've seen it's up back on the rentals now.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen 1917 in the big, you know, on the big screen, and we've seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Right.
And I'm not sure when that one came out. When did that come out?
It was last year,
July 26th.
Mm-hmm. July. Okay. And I thoroughly enjoyed the movie, and where I am. I'd
like to see it again. That's always
Quentin Tarantino's, the way he handles history. If you haven't seen it for some reason, I think it's you can get it in the rentals now. It's an interesting concept of the Tate LaBianca murders and Charles Manson. So I thoroughly enjoyed that movie, and I thought Brad Pitt did a great job. But then again, I also thought Leonardo DiCaprio did a good job in it, too.
It's a very impressive movie. It's very entertaining. Yeah. And for being almost 3 hours, it flies by.
However, 1917 is a very powerful movie.
Very much so, yeah. And 1917, I think a lot of people didn't expect it to deliver as much of an emotional punch as it did. I think a lot of people were just expecting a very technically impressive movie with the one-shot cinematography and the really cool-looking war scenes. But the fact that they were able to get a lot of emotion out of the movie at the end, I think that that's probably what's going to sway a lot of voters' minds into thinking it's not only a very technically well-made movie, it's also an emotional movie.
Okay. And your favorite movie of the year, though, it didn't make it into the finals?
Marriage Story?
Marriage Story.
Oh, I love that. I saw it. Carl said, I don't know if I really want to see that, but you want to talk about brilliant, right? Brilliant acting on the two leads.
Right. There was a lot of brilliant things about that movie, and unfortunately, even though it was nominated in quite a few places, I think that the only win it's going to get is for Laura Dern, for a supporting actress. She was the lawyer in it. She was great, it's just she's not the best part of that movie.
No, she's not the best part
of it. Adam Driver played the lead in this.
Right. Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson.
Did you know he was a former Marine?
I did, yeah.
And that he really liked being in the Marine Corps, but he got injured.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he got out. And
no, he can take that same discipline and be a great actor.
Well, I was interested to find that out, you know, when I first read about him.
Like, so, 1 minute left. Actually, just let's tie it up.
Okay. Well, if you're going to the movie theater this weekend, there's a lot of good options. Knives Out is still in theaters, which got a Best Original Screenplay nomination, if you want to check that out. 1917 is still in theaters, so is Little Women. There's a lot of good things in the movie theater right now. And if you're done with all that award stuff and you want something a bit fresher and a bit more violent, The Gentlemen should be the movie you go out and check.
So we had a choice this weekend to see Knives Out, Gentlemen, or Little Women. Of course, you know, I'm going to go with my husband. So he rolls his eyes at Little Women. He said, maybe Knives Out, so you know how it is. But every now and then we'll toss a coin and he'll go see my film. So I want to go see Little Women. Maybe we can do both. Maybe we can do one on Friday and one on Saturday. Okay. Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you.
Best to you and all.
You can see Robert Burke's critiques.
The film critics?
Right. The Clever Critics.
Yeah.
On YouTube or theclevercritics.com.
And you will be on my show.
A-News Cafe.
A-News Cafe.
A-News Cafe as well.
And you will be on my my first edition in February, Thursday night, North State Now. It's you and me, kid. We're going to talk about Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
That's right.
There we go. 7:16 in the morning. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Thank you.
This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition, 100% certified organic pork produce. Let me tell you what that means. That means the soil is organic. The vegetables are organic. When they sell meat there, it's from beef that's been raised with no shots, no growth hormones. The ground that they're grazing on is organic. They have it all there. Best of the North State, 13 years in a row, free monthly health seminars, locally owned, locally operated, been here since 1982. I can't say enough about Orchard Nutrition. We'll be right back after these messages with Dale Ball, candidate for supervisor, District 2.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
PG&E is not fun anymore. Worried about high electricity rates and the reliability of power in the future? A propane generator can use all your propane in just a few days. Solar power from Advanced Power Ready is the solution. Advanced Power has been installing their lithium batteries for 5 years. They have more experience with battery systems than other local installers. With a 10-year warranty and 20-year expected life, enjoy years of trouble-free service. Why just have a grid-tied system when you can make and store your own energy? Enjoy power independence and gain control over increasing rates. Their batteries can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading offers zero down with up to 25-year financing. Call today at 226-0701 and let them show you how to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. Call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, Carl Lindebot here. It is 7:21 in the morning. It's about 40, gosh, what is it today right now? What was it when we started here, my love? The temperature. When we started, it was like 48. And it says today that we're going to have, it's going to be cloudy, that tomorrow we're going to get sunshine. Well, today I head up to the hill, to the top of the hill for the transmitter today and taking all my tools. And if you see a big burst of flame up around South Fork, please call Linda. Call Linda.
Don't say things like cancel. No, you're going to get up there. It's been a couple days. Thank you, Dale. And I'm posting this right now. I'm forwarding to all of my Facebook friends that you're on this morning, and after you will be Kathy Darling, you can hear us streaming. You will have this by, you know, when you go into our archives, and we are definitely on AM. Completely two different towers, two different deals. So the good old AM, it's net interesting how that just, no matter what. I mean, one time we did have somebody who cut the copper wires, stole the copper wires from the AM tower.
Yeah, some of our transients came in and years ago, and then after they cut them, they left them there because they found out they were just, it's copper, or it was copper over steel. So,
but anyway, we don't want to take any time like that. We just want to give this all to you.
But that's part of why this man is running. Dale Ball. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
And Dale's running for District 2 Supervisor. And Linda, you wanted to start off.
Well, I just, for people who are running, first of all, congratulations, because it's a brave. First of all, people need to get a pat on the back. When you run, it's brave. Because you're gonna field the balls. And you're like a man who has a regular job.
Yes.
I don't mean like a Joe regular job, but you're a working man. So that means 8 to 5.
Well, it's not 8 to 5 for me. I work 50 to 60 hours a week. I got home at 10 o'clock last night.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Dale Ball. We want to know, where did you grow up? Tell us your history and where you went to school and what got you involved with the career you're in now and why you ran. Why you're running.
I've grown up here in Shasta County all my life. Went to Anderson High School. A lot of the kids that I graduated with, we went all through grade school together.
That's so cool.
1988, I bought my first business here in Shasta County. And for the last 30 years, I've pretty much been, for the most part, a business owner, other than a short stint with a big Fortune 500 company where I was working all over the West Coast, had 70 guys working for me at that time.
And what kind of business do you have?
That was all telecommunications work. Before that, I owned a stereo shop here in town back in the 80s. People might have remembered How's That Sound?
So she was like, yeah, I remember that. I love it.
You know, so through the years, though, then I got into the telecommunication business up until last year when Newsom got voted in and everybody got scared of this independent contractor thing, which now has come to fruition. So I closed the business last year and just took a regular job for a little while.
And can you tell us what your profession is?
Besides, I'm a delivery driver.
Okay, so but you were in telecommunications in sound, as also in sound, meaning that you own a business doing stereo and sound and that kind of thing. And now you're okay. That's great. So oh gosh, of course you're busy driving.
Oh yes, I'm our relief driver. So we have 13 routes here in Northern California and 7 out of Chico, and I never know where I'm going to be.
Wow.
Cool. I might be in Oroville one day, I might be in Happy Camp the next day, or Tule Lake the next day.
I think you were up in Bernie when I got a hold of you on this.
Just happened to catch me on that one little spot where we have good cell phone service.
There's a 100-yard spot of road that you can talk on. Dale, why are you running?
For the last decade, I've just been so fed up with, you know, the problems we have. So we started, you know, volunteering to try to help this community, from building disc golf courses to helping with we got this Saturday, One Safe Place Crab Feed. I help plan that every year and we bring about 30 volunteers there, to, you know, going out and cleaning up trash on people's private property who are looking at these huge fines. We, Michael and I started Shasta Support Service back in 2014 and I've been dedicated to helping this community, but you can only get to a certain point and you see until the leadership actually starts wanting to make Shasta County better, you're up against a brick wall. And 4 years ago, I had a lot of people come to me and ask me to run. I just didn't feel that I really had the experience. So 4 more years of going to hundreds of meetings, thousands of hours, attending all these things and really getting a firm grasp of what's going on. And a few times maybe pulling the curtain back and really looking behind it, I feel I have the experience and the knowledge to run. So we decided to take a shot at it.
Well, Shasta Support Services that you started, and that's kind of where I first heard your name several years ago, was you all would go into an area that was just trashed and literally pick up thousands of pounds of garbage and medical stuff, you know, syringes and bandages and all these kind of things to clean up an area, you know. And I mean, you did this on a regular basis.
Oh yes, we were hauling out almost 50 tons a year of trash out of our waterways, our open spaces, and it just shows that even working 50, 60 hours a week, look at all the things that we were able to accomplish. Imagine when I am elected and I have a full-time job of just helping the people, because this will be my full-time job. I'm quitting my job, which my boss is not real happy about, but if elected, but I am going to do Board of Supervisors as a full-time job, not just show up on Tuesdays for the meetings. Every single day I will be accessible to the public. My personal cell phone number is out there for anybody to get a hold of me, and we are going to deal with the problems, not only in my district, but all of Shasta County.
Dale, we're going to take an early break, and that way we have more time to get on the other side and tell us what you would like to accomplish.
Yeah, issues.
The issues that you think are the most
important. The bullet
points.
Perfect.
Okay, hey, when you talk about getting a good night's sleep, because, you know, you're working 50, 60 hours a week, and so the importance of sleep to you is probably about the way we are.
It's a very true thing. The better we sleep, the more productive we can be, and that's the honest to God truth.
And sleep number beds allow you to adjust each side for ideal firmness, comfort, and support. And it's like 9 out of 10 couples will desire a different level of firmness in their bed.
It's like temperature. People argue over that. But you don't have to do that with a Sleep Number dual control, because I can do my own deal, and I switch mine around all the time. So every day I change it. Last night I went with a firmer. I had a great day of energy yesterday, so I went firmer on my control, and my Sleep Number setting was at 65 last night.
Well, you know, the other things, too, is that you can you can adjust it so that, you know, if you've got like some aches and pains, you can adjust that. So my sleep number setting last night was 70. So And in the middle, it's still, it's like 65, 70 right in the center there where the dog sleeps.
But we really do have a sleep number bed, and we've had our bed now for, I think, 6-7 years.
You know what? I'm going to have to go back and look because it's been a minimum of 5 years. We had somebody on the other day that had one for 20 years. Teresa's had hers for 15. You're not going to get a better night's sleep. And right now, you can save $1,000 on a Queen Special Edition Smart Bed during the January sale. Only a Sleep Number, which is Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. Hey, we're going to be right back with Dale Ball, a candidate for District 2 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you will be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
There's
this
a
portion
couple events
of
that
the
I,
show
when you're
is
done
brought
with that.
To you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, over 25 years in the business. Warranties that you have on your heating and cooling systems, they can honor those. They can work on any type of heating and cooling system. give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air.
I've been kind of wired up here this morning. I'm sorry I talked over you just then. But I did promise I was going to mention two events that are coming up in February that we do need to have you mark your calendars for. One is February 15th. It's called the Shining Affair event that is happening at Wind River. That is for raising funds for elders who can't afford their lights. We can hear you cracking your knuckles over there. I love you. And then, I mean, it's like me typing. And then on the 21st is the Riverfront Playhouse event that's happening at Wind River as well. So mark your calendars because that fundraiser is really important, and I'm very excited that I get to perform a couple special numbers that I've not done before. As special guests, there's a bunch of great surprises that are going on as well. So please mark your calendars.
That's for the Riverfront Playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to be singing. And
yes.
For the
Shining Care.
I'll be emceeing that along with a surprise person. So anyway, make sure you can make it. 7:35 in the morning, and we have Dale Ball
We're excited to have Dale Ball here.
Running for supervisor, 2nd District. Okay. What do you want to accomplish, Dale, when you come in?
First and foremost priority is public safety. I've been listening to our elected leaders for the last decade blame the state for everything. Now, the state has made some ridiculous choices. Let's take no qualms about that. I'm not defending the state.
Nobody is defending the legislature.
But we have 488 cities in California. Why is Redding the 17th worst on crime? Why are 471 cities under the same rules doing better than us? There's 58 counties. Why are we at the bottom of the counties also? It's under the same rules. This is a local problem. I mean, while other counties were building jail beds, we were giving money back. And it's just insanity to not want to hold people accountable. We have to hold the criminal element accountable, you know, those that on the streets that need the help. We have, you know, programs that we can get them in there, but the criminal element is just running free.
Well, we know that, and we feel it. And since we've been here about, I think, 15 years now, we've seen a change in the face of the city. I mean, we know there's wonderful things happening with the downtown growth.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're moving, but there still is this huge transient issue. You're going to get into office. What do you think? How would you? I mean, you're going to be in a body of work. What are your ideas?
Well, we have two major influxes of money here that can help both these problems. We've got the AB-109ers that are causing problems, and we get almost $9 to $10 million of the state. That all goes through the CCP board, the 2016.
And that the CCP board is a local board consisting of, I think, seven members.
Seven members, yes.
Seven members headed up by the probation office and has the sheriff, chief of police, DA, public defender, health and human services, and somebody else.
The 2016 grand jury report still has not been addressed. They just said we don't like it and tossed it aside. While other counties they're using money for general fund items.
They're putting money into the jail.
Which is fine on the jail side, but that should be general fund. But there's also the fact that we give probation $6.4 million and there's no accountability. And not that we do need programs, but if you don't have incarceration over here to help the program, it's people just walk away. They're like, fine, throw me in jail because I'm going to get out in an hour.
Well, then let's address that then. Measure A is of course, the measure that wants to have a 1 cent sales tax countywide. And the money that they've delineated out, it goes to building a new jail. It also goes for more police, more district attorneys, more sheriff's deputies. You know, everybody pretty much knows what that is. What's your thoughts on that?
It's needed to help us. I mean, the state has hampered us by sending back all these criminals, and they do give us some money, but not enough. We need more jail beds. Talking with constituents, I'm out there every day hitting the streets. I work in the community, talking to people in the community, and I just see people are really frustrated about the things I just talked about. I mean, we still have not addressed the $9 to $10 million of AB 109 money.
But even if there was, because not all of it can go to building a jail, the $9 to $10 million. It can't.
No, but they'd offered us $20 million to build the jail, which the incumbent fought because he wouldn't get along with the sheriff, so he got rid of the money.
Well, that was one part of it, and the other part saying is that we couldn't afford to run the jail. Even though it just said we had to have a jail and it had to be inhabited, we could have put 10 people in there.
Exactly. Joe Clemente figured that out.
Yeah.
Well, no, I had already asked that when they were given the money back. Joe Clemente, when he ran, he confirmed it by actually getting a hold of the proper people at the state and confirmed it. It did not need to be fully staffed. So the whole argument that the incumbent is using does not hold water.
All right. Okay. So we gave up that, and I forget how many beds that was, but
it should have been 128. They had knocked it down to 64.
But it was able to grow from that, from what I understand. But there was another jail before that.
$33 million before that.
That was turned down.
Yes.
Also. And, you know, you can look back and say, well, that seemed like a good idea, but we were having a problem then.
Yeah.
The problem was we could see it right then. There was just a point in time homeless count done yesterday.
Yes.
Now, I realize that you were at the beginning of this several years ago.
Yes. I've been attending COC meetings since 2006. I was on the advisory board for 2 years. This is one of the biggest problems in Shasta County. Both people I'm running against, never seen them at a meeting, never seen them get involved at all.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to fix a problem when you have no idea what's even going on? We get millions of dollars coming into our local COC, far more than in years past, and we're still having our numbers go up. 2009, we had 335 homeless here in Shasta County. Last year, point in time counts to be 1 year ago today, or 1 year ago yesterday, we had 827.
It appears that half the homeless in the United States resides in California. The documentary Seattle Dying. Did you see that?
I actually started sharing that on Facebook early, and then quite a few local people got a hold of it. Because the medical assisted treatment is something myself and my friend Greg Hector have been screaming about for 5 years. And completely on deaf ears. Nobody wanted to listen to us. Nobody wanted to hear about it. And Joe, I guess, probably saw one of the shares that were on social media. And he brought the whole presentation here to Shasta County to the Cascade Theater, which I attended. Didn't see either person I was running against there. And we finally got some of the community members woke up, and now we're going to start doing medical assisted treatment in the jail.
Well, and that's part of that new Measure A. Is that Mike Johnson from Anderson was one of the ones that, you know, also on his original plan about how to get to clean the streets up was a medical assisted treatment.
His is a different one because the mat is in the jail.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to do the Life Center Navigation Center. And I can tell you, I listened to his presentation, and it was down at the Reading Patriots, and he was just wrapping it up, and Terry Raposa walks over to the microphone to me. And anybody that knows me knows I usually have a couple of questions. I couldn't come up with anything. It was such a solid plan. He'd addressed each problem. He had accountability over here with 60 beds. Unfortunately, he took that to the Board of Supervisors, and Mr. Modi threw a big fit about it. The $1.7 million that they were going to use to get that started is now gone. And where are we? You know, we haven't heard anything about this. That was a workable solution that could have been done. And our leaders failed to pull the trigger.
Okay, so we're talking about the crime problem is, I think everybody agrees, is that we have no accountability. If you can steal a car every day, and if you get caught half the time, you're not going to stay in jail. If you steal $800 worth of stuff from a store, you get a summons. We have the failures to appear, it could be in the thousands.
Oh,
now.
Yes.
It
ridiculous.
Could be in the thousands. We have a district attorney that there people are working 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, trying to just keep up on things. They don't have enough district attorneys, and they're losing district attorneys because they can go to another another county or city and work a regular job Monday through Friday. It all
or
comes
private
back,
practice.
Yeah, it all comes back to accountability or private practice.
Yes, it definitely comes back to accountability. And you think about it, if you've got a criminal who did something bad and we have the jail beds, we hold them. Right now, we're just turning them back out, and then he commits 57 more crimes. That's 57 more victims. That's 57 more cases that the DA has to deal with. If we would have held him first time because we had the jail beds, there's nothing wrong with what we just don't have the jail beds, then think of the thousands of man hours of work that he got arrested 57 more times, how many officer hours that took, how many public defender,
it's
just a snowball effect because we do not have the jail beds.
Okay. We're here with Dale Ball, who's running for supervisor for District 2, 7:45 in the morning here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Operation of an illness or something, somebody in your family, they don't need full-time care, but you want somebody to stop by and make sure they're okay, maybe help clean the house, do grocery shopping, something like this. That Reading Home Helpers, or if it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they're equipped for that too. Sharon Clark's people have all been highly trained. Of course, all the background checks you can possibly imagine, because she doesn't want anybody going into your home that she doesn't trust implicitly. For a free home complimentary in-home consultation, give Sharon a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. If you have a question for Dale Ball, candidate for District 2 Supervisor, Carl and Linda Botts here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has reached out to our Veterans Clinic, and our Veterans Clinic they've partnered up so that instead of having to send our veterans down on a three-hour trip for a specialist, they can be seen by Shasta Regional Medical Center by their specialists. Saves lots of time, effort. You can be seen by the same person every time. Just one of the many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing for our community, and because that's what they are, is a supporter of our community. We're here with Dale Ball, who's running for District 2 Supervisor. And I want to talk to you about business, the business climate here. Every time that we hear people talking, permits and the speed that they move through, if you know that that's a problem, the cost of permitting. One of the candidates that's running for District 4 says that we can build business. Here in Shasta County, we can help build business. What's your, even though the government's not in the role of doing business, and as we've learned in Stillwater, but they can facilitate.
Well, it's easier to work with people than against them, and the current climate is us against them, it seems. We have to make it more business friendly. I've worked all over the West Coast when I was in the corporate world, and I was clear out in Utah before the Winter Olympics. We were doing a big project out there, and one of the guys on the job, I asked him, he said, "Where are you from?" I said, "Reading." "Oh, my God. We did a project there. It was the worst ever. Shasta County was so hard to deal with."
Wow.
And I heard that when I was working in the Bay Area, the same thing. We should be the most business-friendly place in California. I mean, California does have some stringent rules and regulations. But
you're not going to get around that.
But Shasta County, I hear these, things, it's where businesses come to die, and that shouldn't be that way. We should be working with people. I have heard nightmare stories from Car Fire that still have not rebuilt. We're, over a year later, and they still haven't got all the fighting with the county done. It just shouldn't be that way. We should streamline the process. One of my things that I tried to push when Les Vaugh was he kind of did a revamping of department heads, was the one more thing. I'm so over the one more thing. As somebody who worked in the telecommunication business, we did these big projects, wiring places like yours for everything that you would need to be on the air, and fighting with the county or the city, it was just ridiculous. It should be a streamlined process. You bring your set of plans in. If they've got a problem with electrical, you go to your electrical contractor, your architect, they redraw it. When you bring your plans back, they can't say, "Oh, look, now your plumbing's bad." No.
You're talking about everything, a one-stop. You do it all at one time, and then you can get on with it.
Yeah, there's one more, because right now it's just one more. Every time you bring your plans in, they find one more thing wrong, and it's just –
And we'll say it's not like that every time, but there's enough of those.
There's enough of those.
We've had people on that don't want us to talk about it because they're afraid of what will happen to them in their business.
I was like that for years because I knew I would never get a permit. Well, now that I'm no longer in the business, I can speak out a little more.
One of the things that's been brought up, and I'm very much in favor for every government agency, is zero-based budgeting, where every year the department has to say this is our budget and defend it, as opposed to just adding 4% onto it every year.
Absolutely. And before we even do that,
is that something that you would institute?
Absolutely, I'd be behind that. But I think before we do that, we should have a forensic audit of each department and figure out where we're at first, and then we start working on the budgets. We start figuring out where we can save money, And that's part of the tightening the belt that I think the county should be doing, figuring out where they can save every bit of money.
We see the budget every year. When you say a forensic audit, because I've heard this before, but what exactly is that?
Well, that's where you have a third party that comes in and goes through the books department by department and, you know, is actually shows you where everything's being spent. Right now, the county is not quite as transparent, and that's another thing, is OpenGov, I think, should be implemented by the county. The city, you can go online and you can go on the city's website and you can really see where the money's being spent. It's readily available. On the county side, not so much.
So they don't have the, OpenGov or ReadyGov?
There's a couple different.
But the city does have that. You can go in and see where everything is, where the money's being spent. I know that there are spots in departments that they're paying for people that we don't have it, but they're paying for the position, even though there's nobody there, to keep that open in case they hire somebody. I just think that if every year, and it sounds like you're for this.
Yes.
Then having every year have that department say, this is what we spent last year, this is what we're going to need next year. And that way, they just don't automatically get a 4 or 5% raise.
Or even I've got friends that have came to me and talked about, you know, departments just blowing tons of money towards the end of the year, mm-hmm. so they can make sure they get more the next year.
Well, that's a big thing in the feds.
Oh yeah, in the feds, but even here locally, and I just hate hearing that because it's if you saved a bunch of money the year before, did a really good job budgeting as a manager, a department head. And then the next year you want a little bit more money, that's great. But just to have to blow a bunch of money so you can get money next year, that's just horrible.
And finally, Delon, we only just have just a few minutes left on this regular, you know, interview with you. What would you like people to know about you that they don't know about you?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I'm dedicated to this. I have fully dedicated the next 4 years of my life to being a Board of Supervisor member. Nothing else. That's all I'm going to be doing. And if I can't get the crime down, if we can't start making quality of life here in Shasta County better, I won't be rerunning again. But I think we can do it. I think you can just look at how many great things Joe Comente has done in the last year. Because I saw him at all the meetings. He was always the person. And that's when I had no problem jumping on board backing his campaign, because I saw him dedicated to putting in the time, and he never wanted to be a supervisor either. He just was so upset, kind of like I am. I had never planned on being a politician.
Now, let's talk about quickly that you also are very involved with One Safe Place and the Crab Feet.
Oh, yes.
Okay, because Carl's going to be emceeing that along with Joe. And what's your involvement with One Safe Place?
Well, if they call up and need help with anything, our volunteers are always there. You know, a lot of times they ask for food for the pantry, so we try to bring donations down. But it's something I got involved with about 5-6 years ago, and I just love the organization. We love doing the crab feed because for our volunteers, you know, going and serving crabs is a lot more fun than going out and picking up trash. So it's always a very fun event for our group.
I don't know. At my table, it may not be as much fun since it's just a veritable blizzard of shells.
I just think that's another face that people need to see of you. I know that you've gotten across today are some details, but just your heartfelt, complete 100% commitment into fighting crime. Second thing is that all of the public work, all of the volunteer work that you do, people need to know about that too, because those are other hours that are spent from your job.
I don't know sometimes how I do it. but like I said, if elected, I will have a lot more time because I won't have a job to go to, and I will be able to be fully committed to this community. And we do have a fundraiser coming up February 8th out at the IGO Inn. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great time. You can come out and meet me, ask me questions, and we will be raffling off some guns and having a good time.
All right,
okay, how else do they get a hold of you, Dale?
530-351-1557, or you can go to Vote Dale Ball on Facebook.
Are we going to start, seeing our signs and all those kind of things out there?
I've got over 250 signs out. I think.
Okay.
Got it.
Well, you know, come to think of it, I have seen your signs out there.
Yeah, definitely.
If I can keep people from stealing them.
Right.
And
I heard that was happening. So.
Well, that happens in every election. It really does. We've heard this before several times. We've been doing this now for 10 years, and everybody talks about their signs being stolen. So anyway, Dale Ball, thanks for being with us this morning here on KCNR. You can always hear this, or you can play it for people in the archives in the future if you wanted to run something, a snippet, or do a hyperlink to your website.
Yeah, to your Facebook. Thanks a lot, Dale. Thanks for running. Really, you know, it's really appreciated by the community.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It won't be the last time we're going to try and get everybody back on again.
Coming up.
Trying to get Supervisor Modi on.
Kathy
Darling Allen, who is our county clerk on Are You Registered or Are You Not? We'll be right back.
You're listening to KCNR, AM 1460, also 96.5 FM and online.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. President Trump's impeachment trial is shifting to questions from senators after Mr. Trump's defense team rested Tuesday with a plea of end now. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell privately told senators he doesn't yet have the votes to brush back Democratic demands for witnesses. In his closing arguments yesterday, Trump impeachment attorney Pat Cipollone used the past words of Senate Democrats to argue for acquittal.
Cipollone calling on Democrats to remember valuable lessons from the past.
My fear is that when a Republican wins the White House, Democrats will demand payback.
Playing a 20-year-old clip of Senator Charles Schumer from the 1999 Clinton impeachment trial.
You were right. But I'm sorry to say you were also prophetic.
Cipollone calling on all senators to vote against removing President Trump from office.
You know what the right answer is in your heart. You know what the right answer is for our country.
Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
A plane evacuating more than 200 Americans from a Chinese city at the center of a virus outbreak continued on to Southern California after everyone aboard passed a health screening test in Anchorage, Alaska. U.S. health officials are taking precautions, but insist the risk to Americans is very low.
In the U.S. so far, there are 5 confirmed patients, 2 in Southern California, and 1 each in Washington State, Chicago, and Arizona. They had all traveled to the hardest hit part of China, but there's no sign they have spread the illness to anyone around them.
Correspondent Mike Kempen reporting. President Trump is signing into law a major rewrite of the rules of trade with Canada and Mexico. The pact, along with the signing of a Phase 1 agreement with China, dials down trade tensions that contributed to slowing economic growth globally. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 152 points at 28,875. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary.
If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's Riduzone.com.
Attorney General William Barr ordered federal prosecutors across the U.S. to step up their efforts to combat anti-Semitic hate crimes as he met with Jewish leaders in Brooklyn, New York yesterday. Barr says hate crimes must stop.
I'm extremely distressed by the upsurge in violence, hate crimes committed against the Jewish community.
Barr says he's working with FBI Director Christopher Wray to create a national plan to combat anti-Semitic violence. The United Nations has been hacked. An internal confidential document from the United Nations Office of Information and Technology says dozens of servers were compromised at the UN offices in Geneva and Vienna, including the UN Human Rights Office, which has often been a lightning rod of criticism from autocratic governments for its calling out of rights abuses. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. A former Tennessee House Speaker will serve on the board of directors of the nation's largest public utility.
U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander is praising President Trump's nomination of Beth Harwell to the Tennessee Valley Authority Board. The longtime Nashville Republican lawmaker was elected Speaker in 2011. Harwell left the role and the legislature in her unsuccessful 2018 bid for governor. The Tennessee Valley Authority serves almost 10 million people in parts of seven southeastern states. John Scott reporting.
Boeing is posting its first annual loss in more than two decades and said the costs related to the grounding of its best-selling plane have doubled to more than $18 billion. Production of the 737 MAX was suspended after two crashes that killed 346 people. Boeing says it lost $1 billion in the fourth quarter.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number, 8:05 in the morning here on the 29th of January. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Now, I want everybody to kind of be facing out in about 2 hours. Looking, just kind of slowly, you know, turn and face toward Whiskey Town and look up into the hills there. And if you see a big flash of light, oh my goodness, dear. If you see a big flash of light, and smoke, call Linda because I'm going to be up there on the transmitter up on the tower. So just let me know if there's a problem. Meanwhile, you shift over here. Why don't you give the weather and I'll
fix
that.
The weather. Okay. It's currently 62 degrees in there. Well, not 62 degrees, but we're going to have a high of 62 today and our overnight lows of 46. Tomorrow calls for a high near 69. Mostly sunny with partly cloudy with a low of 46. I feel like I'm in the middle of the ring. Howard Cosell time. Before your time, not mine. Okay. Friday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 69 and a low of 45. Saturday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 65, and Saturday and Sunday partly cloudy and chance of rain. So on Super Bowl Sunday, we're going to have a chance of rain. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. We'll give you the update of more weather in just a moment.
I want to remind everybody that on February 15th at 4 p.m. at the Anderson Veterans Hall, they're going to have the Fight for Liberty Town Hall, the State of Jefferson, Second Amendment, and Citizens for Fair Representation. Free admission, speakers will be Mark Baird, Patrick Jones, and Dr. Paul DeNuca will be there. Okay, we have with us Kathy Darling Allen, who is the county clerk. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? It's... We're just having, I don't know what it is, but every so often those things happen in the studio here, but they're being fixed. But Kathy, we have an exclusive today.
You do.
Okay. But lean in here.
Of course.
Okay. Cause when, okay. There you go. As everybody should have gotten a county voter information guide, presidential primary election, talks about the polls are open, and of course inside, and Kathy has given a bunch of directions, and how the voting works, get the ballot you want, track your ballot, the whole thing. Then you have, there's paid candidate statements, and then local ballot measures. And this is local ballot measure A.
Yes.
And that's on page 22.
So that's in that book. So it's not going to be on everybody's same page number. But if you look in the table of contents of your book and find measure A, you'll be able to find the page that Carl's talking about.
Right. And so if you have that, what it says is local ballot measure A. And under that, we have an announcement.
Yeah. What's there is the title is incorrect. Right.
Right.
In the book that we get, it says City of Reading General Business Tax on Cannabis Business. That's what's in print.
Correct.
What's coming out immediately is a correction.
Is a correction page. We're going to mail a full page, that just a replacement page, basically, for the book for this, because that title is incorrect. It was a remnant left over from our November 2018 election when that measure was on ballot. But this measure is the public tax, public safety tax use, transaction and use tax.
Right.
It's kind of a mouthful. So that title is incorrect.
It's just the title. Everything below the title is right.
Correct.
The title should be the Shasta County Public Safety Transactions and Use Tax.
And if you've turned to the back of the book, there's a sample ballot so you can see what it will look like on your ballot. And that is correct. We triple checked official ballots yesterday. Those are all correct. We just found out about this yesterday at about 1
or 2
in the afternoon.
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
Somebody called.
Yes, actually.
Well, we get that all the time. If we've done something, if we say something wrong, it's or something's noticed, our listeners will call in and say, "Hey,
human
did you
error.
Know?"
Things happen.
But they also want to help also by saying, "Did you notice this?"
Absolutely. And we always. I was an English major. I want it to be correct. And obviously, this is not just a typo. This is actually totally wrong and misleading, and so we are very regretful about it. We already have the new page that you're looking at, Linda. That's already on our website, so folks can go to the website and see that. Again, it's just the title that's wrong. All the other information is correct.
Well, we need to get this information out, not only our listeners that are listening today, but it probably should be headlines definitely in the Record Searchlight. Every radio station, everybody needs to know about
it. We'll put it out on Facebook today.
Right.
Yeah. And saying it's just the title that's wrong. Everything from ballot question down is all correct.
Correct.
So you can read about it.
Yes.
And then it has on the next page on local ballot Measure A, which is correct, the impartial analysis of Measure A of that. And that's by the Shasta County Council. So it's just just a heading there.
Correct.
And if you know what, like I do, I just take a look at a little pen and I mark through it. And I write the right one in. But I understand that this has to go out, and there's so we have to reprint. How many of these are there?
So we sent one of these by law to every voter, so that's 102,000 and change. So it's a lot of people, the whole county, and we will be sending out another 102,000 letters.
You know, I'm not going to say anything because there's nothing I could say that you probably haven't already said.
Right.
You know, said yourself probably four or five times, and probably had four or five people in
it
there.
It happens.
You know, you know what?
We are human. Right?
And when I said something earlier about somebody in the underrange that are doing this, and Kathy says, "Hey, I'm the clerk. I'm the one." You know, no matter, just like a commanding officer.
Absolutely.
Take the accolades, even if it's all your people, and you hand that off to them. The spears, take the spear in the chest for your people.
That's what you have to do. Absolutely.
Just have to do it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Leadership.
All right. So we're going to put this on Facebook probably while we're in here.
Great.
And get that, start getting it out, that when you see it, this is what it means. I tell you what, let's just take a couple minutes early. Let's talk about Kathy Darling Allen. I mean, how long have you been the clerk?
I was appointed in 2004.
So it's as long as I've lived here, man, by far. Okay. And so we want to talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about you. And Linda's really interested in this. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell has been in the business here for
many years.
Well, yeah. She's been in since 1993, helping families, seniors, veterans. And it's not just all your insurance needs, and she's so just outstanding at that, but she's also works on your financial requirements. Do you have, you know, we're living longer. The ideal plan is the day that you no longer walk the earth is your money runs out. I think that Senator Johansson said to me, "It'll be perfect is if my last check I write bounces." that's a good way of putting it.
It's a Maury statement, if that's ever one.
Maxwell Insurance Financial. Give her a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Kathy Darling Allen.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Lunar League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center. Caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We are all in it together.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:18 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. Today on the 29th of January, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've got it all there. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Linda's favorite place, her happy place. We go to the happy places, you know, when things are going on. Like Kathy, darling, Alan will probably be down there later today. It's a happy place.
I need a bauble.
Okay, good morning. Kathy, darling, Alan, Shasta County clerk, is with us and announced that on your voter's guides, that just came out. And when you get to local ballot measure A, which we know is the public safety transactions and use tax ordinance, the title is incorrect.
Correct.
Everything else below the title, and the title they have, their City of Reading General Business Tax on Cannabis Businesses, is incorrect, but everything below that about the ballot question, what your vote means for and against, is all correct. So, but they are remailing 102,000 guides.
One page.
Just the single page.
Oh, just a page.
Single page.
Yeah. Just a page. Okay.
And then the title will be Shasta County Public Safety Transactions and Use Tax. So all of you that are listening need to pass that on. Okay. Now, Kathy, we were talking about, this is very confusing to me and frustrating, but you will be able to clarify this, because I went to DMV. And in the DMV, they have you tell you what your voter registration, what you want to be. And then there's other, and there's independent, and there's Democrat, and there's Republican. And, so I was just kind of wanting to get through with getting my real ID. Now, you passed me this morning an official election mail postcard. Could you explain to our listeners and to me, very like we're in first grade, the ABCs of what this is?
So this is a postcard we are required by law to send out. And let me start with, there are six qualified parties in California. The seventh option is no party preference, or what some people call independent or nonpartisan. Okay, so if you're in that bucket, if you are someone who is not affiliated with a party and you vote by mail, which is almost everybody, we would send you this purple postcard. And it gives you on the front the check boxes, choices that it tells you whose ballot you're allowed to vote. On the back side are the instructions to explain the why. So what happens in California is the six parties decide whether they will allow those nonpartisan voters to vote their ticket for president. And so if generally you have to be a registered party member to vote for president for a party. However, if you're nonpartisan and you want to vote the parties that are listed on the front here, you can, because those parties have allowed voters to do what we call crossover. If you want to vote for the other three parties, which is the Green Party, Peace and Freedom, and most significantly for our constituency, a Republican ballot, you have to re-register in that party.
Okay, so this is where I'm confused. Because since I was 18, I'm a registered Republican. But I've been ticked at both parties, and I kind of want to be independent. So I can vote for whoever. But then somebody in the back of my head, or back of my whatever, so on the side, somebody said, if you register as independent, you can't vote in the primaries.
So if you think about the presidential primary this way, this election we are conducting on behalf of the parties. So we are helping the parties determine who their nominee will be in November. So this is really an election about the parties, and the rules are determined by the parties. So my understanding is for the Republican Party in particular, that the National Party will penalize states that allow these crossovers.
To know why I'm ticked.
Well, I think that's important about this. When we're voting in our local elections, if it's anything below the national election,
it's all the same.
Can be Republican or Democrat. I can vote Democrat if I want. I can vote independent if I want, because we actually have a person running that is an independent running for assembly. So if you're down at the state and county and city level, you don't have to. You can vote for anybody. It's only when you come in for the primary for
It's really for president only.
It's president only. So if you want to vote for President Trump in the primary, and if you're not, and if for some reason you didn't state that you wanted to be a Republican, you know, because of the problems going through the DMV or whatever, you won't be able to vote.
So that's not correct
anymore.
So
okay.
That used to be the case.
Okay.
The good news for us and for voters is that now you can re-register and change your party on up until and including Election Day.
Oh.
And we can give you that Republican ballot if that's what you want, and that vote will count. That was not true 4 years ago.
Well, then that was the confusion. So then if you come up and you say, I want the Republican ballot, they look your name up. And they say, well, you're a non-declared.
Right.
So you've got to either change right now.
Correct.
Which you can do.
But you can't do that by mail, right? That has to be walk-up?
So you can do a couple of different things. We're encouraging anybody, for example, like you talked about earlier, who's been to the DMV since April of 18, if you've been in the DMV at all since April of 18, please go online to our website or to the state's lookup, which is registertovote.ca.gov. And you can look up your voter registration status, which will tell you your party. If that party does not say what you want it to say, if it does not include the party, you know who you want to vote for president, you know what party they are, that's what you're looking for, right, is to make sure that that party status matches what you want to vote for. So you can do that today. We are really encouraging folks. Every time I talk to people, I'm trying to make sure that people know they can check their status and update their voter registration right now.
Via,
they can do it on paper, they can call our office and we'll be happy to mail them a form. They can also do it on their phone. You can register to vote online now. It's a pretty streamlined and easy that.
So if you have a phone and you say, look, I'm not sure how I'm registered, just look it up.
Correct.
You can look your name up and all this. Now, if I look up your name, I mean, is there a questionnaire that I have to be able to answer?
Yes. Yes.
Or because I could change your party preference.
Well, you have to know a little bit about me to do that.
Okay. So it's not as simple as just looking your name up. You've got to have some information.
It's not just your name, right?
Okay, good.
But if somebody, let's say somebody is Green Party or independent, where they never really have registered. Are they making it hard? Because you used to be you could walk into Trader Joe's and there'd be somebody that would register you right there. Are they making it harder now, or is it confusing with all of the, you know, when you, like, on the ballots, you got to really check them because some of them are written, like, when you say yes, it really means no. You've been through all this. I can see your face right now, like, oh, my God, the twisty turnies.
It is, I don't know that we're doing the best job in teaching civics in our schools and our high schools that we should be to get people prepared to be active and engaged and educated voters.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not always a straightforward process. But the laws in California have been changing over the last 10 years or so to try and make it as easy as possible and offer as many options to voters as possible to access the ballot.
Can you register actually the day that you
elect? You can register on election day.
This is how easy this is. I mean,
right.
You know, where it seems to be convoluted, but if you just remember that if the day you walk up to vote, you can register right then.
Correct.
And now it's the ballot is a
it's
a provisional ballot until they check to make sure that the information is correct, and then it will count.
Correct.
Now, you're not going to like this question at all, but you have nothing to do with it. They put up on the walls of each polling place people who have not voted.
What?
Yeah. I mean, during the election, because this is something I read, and I've seen it happen, is that each polling place, it's either on the wall or someplace that people who haven't voted yet, like after we voted.
In their district?
In that precinct. So literally you could come in toward the end of the day, open up that book, and see that John Smith hadn't voted, and it's toward the end of the day. You can walk in there and see John Smith and vote.
So, you know, one of the things about security is not giving away the keys to the kingdom.
Right.
Mr. Bott. But you are correct. That is a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends in Sacramento get and keep their jobs by campaigning. And so a campaigning tool, this is, feels kind of like a remnant from 30 years ago where people would actually walk precincts people still do walk precincts in pretty close races. But we are required by law to provide a list of voters to the precinct, obviously for folks to sign in and vote. And
sure.
A duplicate of that list is required to be on the front door, basically. And we usually have them, poll workers, hang it inside the room by the door, not on the outside,
yeah.
So it doesn't walk away.
It's not like... And you're right. I said they put them up on the wall, but it is in a book. And when I knew about it, I said, where's that book? and it was someplace under control, at least.
Yeah. So we ask folks to keep it in their vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to make sure, like I say, that doesn't walk away, because it has a lot of personal identifying information for all the voters in that precinct.
Can that be a law?
That is a law.
That is the law.
No, I mean, can that law be?
So, like I say,
need to fight that law. There's something that's not fair about that.
So, what campaign workers do, again, in really hotly contested races, will come in and look at that list and stand there with their cell phone and call people and say, hey,
polls
are open until 8 p.m., please come down and vote. I can see that you haven't voted yet today, blah, blah. Right now, though, we mailed out, where's my number, 77,437 ballots out of our 102,000 registered voters. So most of our voters are voting from home. So our polling place participation is much lower than it was, again, 20 years ago or even 10 years ago, mm-hmm. right? So what that list looks like now is, a list of about 15 names on each page, and more than two-thirds of them are stricken through because they've gotten a ballot mailed to them at home. So this tool is less useful than it used to be. And so there may be some hope to get it changed, but it's a slow learning curve in Sacramento.
If you want to use it honestly like that, I mean, it's there. That's what it's for.
That's the purpose.
If you want to use it illegally, people will do that. Some people will do that. So we got to take a break here. Kathy Garland-Hellman, you're just filled with information here that we need to share. And I've got some other questions, too, because especially about the mail-in ballots in the future of voting. And I'm sure that you all go to meetings and those kind of things and conferences, and they talk about this. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They run on appointments now, and if you give them a call at 244-9478, just look them up. You can make an appointment, come in, and get your haircut, because they're so busy and they're so popular. You know, you could go in there, used to go in there and wait 30, 40 minutes. Now, you just walk in, get your haircut, walk out, or do like I do. I come in 10 minutes, 15 minutes early, listen to what's going on, catch up on my reading, and just kind of relax in there. It's man's last stronghold. You're never going to see Dr. Phil on the TV. We'll be right back with Kathy Garland-Allen, Shasta County Clerk, 8:31 in the morning, 48 degrees out there.
To North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, 29th of January, 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. We may catch some better, you know, even better days the rest of the week. You know, maybe some rain coming in on Sunday. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Over a quarter of a century in the business, Jeff Wurst is truly from the old school, and he's been doing this for a long time. He puts the cars in a controlled environment, cars, trucks, or RVs, in a controlled environment. He guarantees his work. If you can't fix it, he's not going to waste your time or money. He'll tell you that, yeah, okay, I fix it, and I guarantee it for life. And it doesn't get any better than that. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373.
We're here with Kathy Darling-Allen, who's our Shasta County Clerk. And, you know, I have a question for you because, you know, when you go into this kind of profession, you know, things are changing legally, statewide, new administrations that change laws in effect, and just having to stay on top of that constantly. When you go to, you know, I'm sure there's probably a national clerk convention. You've been doing this since 2004. Two questions here. What did you do before this?
I started my career with the county, actually, at the welfare department.
Great stuff, much needed. And then you're appointed.
Correct.
You're appointed to this position.
Right. Ann Reed retired in the middle of her last term.
Okay. And so when you go to these national clerk, you know, conventions, what is the general takeaway? And has there been one in the last 6 months? When was the last time you went to are they called clerk? I don't even know what they're called.
So election officials nationally have different names in different states. State of California has a Association of Clerks and Election Officials, which I'm pretty active in. I was president from 2012 to 2014.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Leadership.
Super, super happy to not be doing two jobs at once anymore.
That's a big one.
It really is, yeah. Bigger than folks realize. I'm very sympathetic to our folks who are going into that role. Later this summer, our clerk from Fresno County will be our president, and answering national and statewide media calls about the presidential election, in addition to running the election in Fresno County. So that's what I experienced in 2012. So, frankly, that was a little bit quieter of a presidential election, I think, than we're going to see this year. So, things are just
get ready for the
roll. I would imagine the primaries. When they come, it's going to be all the Democrats, of course, are on the ticket.
Right, so we have 20 candidates on the Democrat ticket right now. How many on the ballot in California.
For president?
Yeah.
Is my name in there? we had that tequila night, and I was just wondering. Hey, Kathy, one of the things you said during the break is that you mailed out over... You mailed out over
77,000 ballots, yeah.
For the mail-in ballots.
Correct.
Now, did I get one of those?
I don't know.
See, do you have
like, to? I haven't memorized all 77.
Yeah, one thing. Yeah,
so what I was getting at, though, is do you send it to every registered voter or just the ones that request them?
No, just the ones that request them. That does include about 6,000 folks who do not have a polling place in their precinct. So there's 6,000 out of the 77,000 that we have forced to be mail voters.
Okay.
But everybody else is people who have requested it.
Okay, because I requested it in my DMV when I got my real ID that I got mail, I think, but I still want to go to the poll.
Right.
Because we like to wear I voted stickers. There's something about the feeling of going in and to the booth and voting. It's a physical thing. It's kind of like, you know, you can watch church from home or you can go to church. And it's kind of like, I feel like I've done my civic duty.
It's a community thing. We do send out I voted stickers in the envelope with your ballots, and that started last year with all of our special elections we had last year. So
It's a different deal. It's different than parking, walking in, sending your name in the little box. Yeah, I know.
Well, then, so many people vote by mail.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
What are we looking at in the future? I know that one of the things you also mentioned, because we were talking about voting machines online, that you said, 88% of the voting is going to be done on paper?
Nationally, right.
Nationally.
That's my understanding, yeah.
Well, there's something about paper that you mark it, you don't have to worry about.
You always have something to go back and check.
You can come back and look at it. Votes aren't going to disappear. You're not going to get things by saying people are, they hacked into the machine, which, while possible, is very difficult, you know, to do it undetected. So we've sent out 77,000 mail-in ballots, and then 88% of the nation is voting on paper.
Well, either voting on paper or voting with a paper backup to their electronic vote.
Oh, okay.
Either one.
Either one, so that they don't have this problem anymore.
Right, but there are 12%. What that tells you is that there's 12% of the voters in the nation who are going to be voting on a device that does not have a paper backup at all, and that's a problem. So there's a bunch of different organizations.
It would be interesting to know where that's going to be at.
I don't know.
If they're going to be in, like, large cities?
So there's a nonprofit called Verified Voting, and they have what they call the Verifier, and it tells you who's using what voting system across the nation. Mm-hmm. And they just updated it in the last week or so. So if somebody's interested in finding out where that's happening, you can look that up online.
We just got a comment that said that they're so glad that you're on, because you're answering a lot of questions for them. Because there's, you know, a lot of disinformation floats around, not on purpose, but somebody sees something in today's social media. Boom.
Can I talk about that for just a
absolutely.
Second?
Please.
So I'm trying to say this every chance I get a microphone in front of me. If you are on Facebook or on some other social media as a voter, as a citizen, and you see something that gets you upset and gets you concerned, I strongly encourage folks to check themselves and take a deep breath. There are people out there in the world with bad intentions who are trying to get us upset and share bad information.
Mm.
So my advice and plea is that folks will, when they see stuff that this is wrong, this shouldn't be happening, maybe it shouldn't, but let's make sure it's accurate before you send it out to all of your friends.
Yeah.
And it's our democracy has literally been under attack from foreign bad actors. We have national intelligence information that tells
absolutely.
Us that. And so it's so important for every American to think about what they are sharing with their friends. My age group, you know, 50 to 70 is frankly the most guilty of sharing bad information on social media. So we have got to be really careful and think critically, do some research. If you don't think this is right, call the person who you think in your community is responsible for that and make sure it's not happening where you are. Just, you know, that it's so easy to click that like button or the angry button or the share button
mm-hmm.
without thinking about it
mm-hmm.
first, right? And our democracy is worth protecting, and this is a way we can all help protect our elections and our democracy.
Well, I was guilty of that. And
I've been guilty of it, too.
After
I shared something, I went back and read it again, and I said, "This, I don't think so." And then I went back and checked. Then I went back and checked the sources, and deep into the story, it explained it, and it wasn't like that. So I came back and said, I made a mistake, and I put that. Well, the responses to that was overwhelming, that
That's great.
That people said, you know, that, you know, how much they appreciated the fact that, one, that I went back and, you know, actually checked it and then put the right information out and all that kind of stuff. And it, and it's true. When I see something that's inflammatory, or I read the whole article, because a lot of times the headline doesn't really capture what's in the article. And like you said, we've got to take a break here. Want to talk about some things that you're looking at here with all the elections coming up. You use volunteers.
We do.
And so we want to kind of talk about that. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is a locally owned, locally operated, been in the business, will be celebrating 10 years in a couple months. 2539 Larkspur, anything that you need there, from instruction to any type of firearm, they have it, plus all the accessories, and their customer service is just outstanding. You need the gun worked on? Well, John Bastiani and his other gunsmiths there are just literally experts, artists in their work. Bastiani Arms, stay local, buy local. Give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Kathy Darlin Allen, the Shasta County Clerk.
Amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine.
We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. From $9.99.
There's nothing like it on Earth. The all-new Jeep Gladiator. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. Two semifinal drawings. $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchase from SJ10. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch and a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota Construction Equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, your talk radio station, celebrating over 10 years on the air. It is the 29th of January, 8:49 in the morning, about 48 degrees out there. The weather today is going to be okay, it looks like. I hope so, because, again, as I tell everybody to face up toward Whiskey Town Lake when I'm going up to where the transmitter is, if you see a big burst of light,
mostly cloudy,
and possibly some smoke, you may want to call Linda.
We don't see any rain today. We've got 62 is our high, and our overnight lows of 46. But you're going up right after the show. You'll be fine.
I'm bringing my tools, my screwdriver, my duct tape. And if I need more than that, then I'm in trouble. We're here with Kathy Darlin Allen, who is the Shasta County Clerk. And I put it on Facebook. She announced it immediately. But in the voter's information guide that got mailed to everybody, on the page that has Measure A on it,
the first page.
The first page. The city, the local measure, the local ballot Measure A. If you read the title is totally wrong. It says City of Reading General Business Tax on Cannabis Business. And instead of saying the Shasta County Public Safety Transactions and Use Ordinance, everything below that, though, you know, from the name down is correct. So it's just the name on it is wrong, and they're mailing out that page to everybody to replace it.
We're going
to
do a replacement page mailing. Yes.
Right. And and it's, you know, Measure A, Shasta County Public Safety Transaction and Use Ordinance be adopted. So everything from the title, which is incorrect, when it starts at ballot question, everything under there is correct. So just want everybody to know this. So don't get excited thinking that Measure A is about cannabis again.
It is not.
You all have you have volunteers at all the polling stations.
We do. We have an amazing group of people in this county that volunteer. Some people volunteer just one time to see how the process works. But we have a large group also of folks who work over and over and over again. And they really are the backbone and the security in some cases of, or in all cases really, of our election. They're the custodians of our ballots in polling places. They are the gatekeepers who make sure that folks get what they need when they come into the polling place to vote, whether they're registered or not. Like we talked about a little bit earlier, for the first time this election, folks will be able to go in to a polling place and register and vote and have their ballot counted, even if they're not registered. But, of course, we would love it if folks would register in advance, but we know that some people will not do that. So.
Well, you know, the thing is they get to know you, too. So when I went in that day and said my name was Rick Bassetti, she says, Carl, no, it's not. And I went, okay. So she caught me.
Good.
I guess I could have been arrested, but she was easy on me.
I do want to comment that we have been very lucky in this county in the last 16 years while I've been in this job, that we have district attorneys who are willing to spend their energy and resources prosecuting voter fraud. That's not true in every county. It's the DA has a limited budget, right? And it's a lot. It's easy to spend money on murder cases and
Voter fraud. This is why voter fraud is so important. I mean, we talk about it and all this, but there is voter fraud out there, and we don't know really how big it is, because if it's done surreptitiously, you're not going to know about it. But there is. And having a district attorney, because somebody's trying to do something illegal, that punishes people, because this is such an important right we have. You know, when you go to other countries, you'll find that, and especially a lot of the countries where the Marines end up, there's never been free voting. And the day that I was in Iraq, and it was voting day, and women walking down the street linked arms and were singing and crying because they were afraid, because they were told if they voted, they were going to be killed. We had polling places blown up.
Right.
There. They went in, they voted, and they got this purple mark on their fingers.
The ink.
The ink. And it was, they were so proud of it. They got to vote. And imagine, I mean, here in our country, that we have a free country, it's a beautiful day out, or even if it's raining, the people that don't vote just really pisses me off.
Well,
if
you
I
know,
can say that.
No, because, you can.
Because we have that right, and it is so important, and then people complain, oh, this, oh, that. Well, that's what voting does. This is one of the, you know, this country of ours, every 4 years has an opportunity to change the leader of this nation. And then you know, not violently, not
peaceful
anything.
Peaceful transition
it's
of
a
power.
Totally, mm-hmm. You know, they may, you know what, okay, well, they may have taken all the letter T's off the computers
right.
or something like
right.
that. But it's still a peaceful transition, and the country gets to choose based on being a republic. But if you don't go out and vote, you lose that. And we had a waiter.
A server. Excuse me.
Say, oh, no,
younger.
I don't vote. You know, I don't know enough about it.
Did you vote today? And I was all excited. And literally, my stomach turned. I almost wanted to walk out.
The tip was somewhat lower.
I was so upset because she's, how old are you? And they're like 23, 24. And none of my friends do because it doesn't matter. And I was just so upset.
We've had elections right here in the city of Reading that was decided by less than 25 votes.
Absolutely. Gary Cadd was elected with 11 votes.
11 votes.
When he was elected, yeah. I mean, the difference.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So volunteers are always important.
Volunteers are important. Anything we can do to encourage that 18 to 24 demographic to get out and vote. We do have a program to get out into high schools. That's actually a state-sponsored program. So the first 2 weeks of April, the first 2 weeks of September, we have staff go out into high schools to recruit folks and have students be ambassadors and register their peers. So we really do make an effort. But the bottom line is that it is a national phenomenon that young people just aren't as engaged. And I think that as they get older and settle down more, start paying more taxes, perhaps that message will get sunk in a little bit better. But I have no concern about the fact that those kids, you know, 10 years on will be
right.
We have a lot of young people cycle through here. And after, you know, you listen to them and you listen to what they're talking, things they're doing, science and entertainment and all this. They're really good, bright young people. And so you feel a lot better about it. Yeah, as they progress through, you know, through their lives, that they've got goals and all this thing. You know, you can't write off this younger generation.
Oh, no.
There was a time, we only got a few minutes left, they're talking about letting 16-year-olds vote.
So we can, in California, we can pre-register kids to vote at 16 and 17, so we have them on the books, which is part of that that high school program is really helpful with.
Yeah.
But they can't actually vote until they're 18.
What do you think about 16-year-olds voting?
I think it's a very small group of 16-year-olds who are interested in voting, frankly. I know they're doing it in one particular county in Maryland, and I'm not sure where else it's legal. And I think that's only on local school issues.
So my viewpoint on that is if you can still be grounded, you shouldn't be able to vote. Okay?
Well, here's my thing.
No, that's just me. That's just me. And if you're, you know, you can't buy a cigarette until you're 21, and you can't buy a firearm, even if you're in the military, until you're 21. I mean, all these other things, and yet one of the most important rights we have, you can vote when you're 18. I don't know. Maybe I have more trust in my the young people by saying, you know,
I was involved with
if they're
going to
be 18, they can make if they're going to make adult decisions, treat them like adults.
And that's really good. I was involved with student government in high school, so voting became important in my life and how the election process worked. But what I will say is, I hope everybody that's listening today, you know, we don't want to do the Facebook voting. We don't want to have it be like, oh, because some famous figure is voting for a president. We want to try to teach our children to really go through this book that is going to be and sit down as a family and talk about Measure A, Measure B, all the different laws that you can vote on, and talk about why it's important and how it's written, because a lot of times the legislation, we talked about this with Kathy Darling Allen earlier, that sometimes the legislation is written where you're voting a yes, but it's really a no. So you really have to fine-comb it. And we so much appreciate you being on. It's really been informative. Thank you.
How do people get a hold of the clerk?
So our main office number is 225-5730. We have a website. Folks are ShastaVotes.org.
Which I've used, you know, just to get information.
Yeah.
Or you could come to our studios and face our offices and casually turn to your left and walk 100 yards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you'll find it.
We're located downtown at 1643 Market Street. Happy to have folks walk in if they have questions or need information. But again, we just absolutely encourage folks to check their registration. Ballots will be going out next week. So if you check your registration and make a change today, your ballot's already been printed, so we'll have to send you an additional one, which we're happy to do. That's not a problem.
Check your registration. It's easy to do. You can change it on your phone. You can change it online. You can change it on a piece of paper. Yep. You can change it to DMV. You can do all of these things. We're trying to make it as easy as we can so we can vote. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us
today. Thanks for having me.
Hey, last thought here is that Eddie McAllister is the Citizen of the Year.
Yes, congratulations,
buddy. What a big shout-out for him. Yes. I want to get him on the show. He's a community builder. He's a veteran. He stands up for veterans. So many great things about Eddie McAllister. So we want to have him on the show and talk to him about his life and what he sees here. I mean, he gets involved with everything. And remember, if you vote, you're one of the good guys.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.